Feeling empty all the time because you might have lost your most intimate friend, Lord Krishna. Oh, my brother Arjuna, I can think of no other reason for you becoming so dejected.
Now, Krishna, while the intimate friend of Arjuna, not only to Arjuna, all the Pandavas, so they cannot tolerate separation from Krishna. This is the sign of Krishna devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I have no love for Krishna. That verse, just now I forget. Na prema gandhasti. Sir, you have no love for Krishna, you are always crying for Krishna. And still he says, you have no love for Krishna. No, I am crying just to make a show. Actually, I am not devotee of Krishna. Why? Then because if I could have been a devotee of Krishna, how could I live without him? I have not died still, that means I have no love. This is the sign of love, that a lover cannot live for a moment without being associated with the beloved. This is a sign of love. So this love can be appreciated only between Radha and Krishna, or between the gopis and Krishna. Not otherwise. Actually, we do not know what is the meaning of love. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Asrishva Padatang Pinastumam Marmahatang Karotuba Adarsana Yathatathava Vidhadilam Pata Matprana Nathastu Saivana Jugaitam Nimishena Chaksusa Pravishaitam Sunnaitam Jagasarvam Govindam Virahena Govindam Virah, Virah means separation. When Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of Srimati Radharani, Krishna, when he could not understand himself, Krishna is unlimited, he is so unlimited that Krishna himself cannot understand. That is unlimited. The unlimited cannot understand about his unlimitedness. Therefore, Krishna took the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani and that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That picture is very nice. Krishna taking the ecstatic love of Radharani appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahyanna. So by worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you simultaneously worship Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna is very difficult to worship. So whatever we are worshipping Radha Krishna, that is Radha Krishna in his Narayan form, Lakshmi Narayan. In the beginning, we should worship Radha Krishna in the level of Lakshmi Narayan with awe and veneration, very strictly following the rules and regulations. Otherwise, Radha Krishna in Vrindavan They, the devotees, they do not worship Krishna because he is God, but they worship Krishna. Not worship, it is above worship. It is simply on love. It's like loving your lover. It does not mean worship. It is spontaneous, heart's business. So that is the Vrindavan position. So, even though we are not on the high standard of the Vrindavan level, still, if we do not feel separation of Krishna, then we must know that you are not still perfect devotee of Krishna. That is what is feeling separation. Therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj could understand that Krishna is no longer on this planet, and therefore he saw so many inauspicious symptoms. Now, when Arjuna came back, he was asking, why you are so morose? Have you done this? Have you done that? Now he is concluding, I think your so great moroseness is due to separation from Krishna, as I was feeling. Because it preshtathama, this is superlative. As in English language there is positive, comparative and superlative. Even in Sanskrit, preshtha is positive, preshtatara is comparative, and preshtatama is superlative. Krishna is the preshtatama, beloved in the superlative degree. Kachit preshtatame na atha. Preshtatame na hridayana atmabandhuna. Atmabandhu suhit. In Sanskrit, there are different terms. Atmabandhu, Shruhit, Bandhu, Mitra. They all mean friends, but of different degrees. Different. Mitra means ordinary friend. As we have got, he is my friend. That does not mean he is my intimate. The best friend is Shruhit. Shruhit means without any return. If you think of somebody, how he will be happy? That is called Shruhit. So, Hridayana Atmabandhuna. Krishna was always thinking of Arjuna. And that is the relationship. Krishna says, Sadhama Hridayam Mayam. As the devotee always think of Krishna. Similarly, Krishna also thinks of you. He thinks more. That is reciprocation. Jijathamāṁ prabhattanti tāṁ satayo yāṁ. If you think of Krishna 24 hours, Krishna will think of you 26 hours. Krishna is so kind. If you do some service for Krishna, Krishna will reward you 100 times. But people they do not want. They think, what we shall benefit by serving Krishna? Let us serve my dog. This is the misunderstanding. And our attempt is to have the dormant love of Krishna. Everyone has got love. The stock of love is there. But it is being misused. They do not know where to place that love, so that, because they do not know, therefore they are frustrated. Therefore they are frustrated. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is simply to educate people that you are loving, you are mad after a appropriate lover who can love you also, but that you cannot find out within this material world. That you will find out when you love Krishna. That is our Krishna consciousness. It is nothing very superfluous or concocted. Everyone can understand that I want to love somebody, anger. But he is finding frustration because he does not love Krishna. This is only if you turn your loving spirit to Krishna, then you are fully, you will be fully said, Jinatma Sampasid Supasidas. We are trying to peace of mind, to have peace of mind, full satisfaction. That full satisfaction can be achieved only when you learn how to love Krishna. This is the secret. Otherwise it cannot. Because you want to love and get satisfaction. That is completed when you come to the platform of loving Krishna. So these Pandavas, they are also on the level of loving Krishna. Everyone is on the platform, but it is the difference of degrees. The same love. Somebody is loving his family, somebody is loving his wife, somebody is loving his society or friendship, society, friendship, they say divinely. The ultimate point of love is when you come to Krishna. So we pumsang paro dharma. Dharma means duty. That is dharma. Or the characteristic. Dharma does not mean the religious fanaticism. No. That is not the Sanskrit meaning. Dharma means the real characteristic. I have several times explained that the water is liquid. That is the eternal characteristic of water. When water becomes hard, that is not eternal characteristic of water. Water is by nature, liquid. Even when the water becomes hard, just like ice, the tendency is to become liquid again. our real position, conscious position is to love Krishna. But now we have become hard-hearted, not to love Krishna. Just like water becomes hard, ice, on account of some circumstances, position, when the temperature is very low, the water becomes hard. Similarly, if we do not love Krishna, then our hearts will be harder and harder and harder. Heart is there for love. But why you are so hard-hearted? Why you are so much hard-hearted that we kill another fellow being or another animal, we do not care for it, for my satisfaction of the tongue? Because we have become hard-hearted. On account of not being a lover of Krishna, we are all hard-hearted. Therefore, the whole world is unhappy. But if you, Hridayena, somebody said, Prestha Samayana, Atha Hridayena, Atma Vandhuna. If you love Krishna, who is our real friend, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sridhamu Sarvabhutana. So, when you actually become a devotee of Krishna, because Krishna's qualities are there within you, although in small quantity, So, you also become Sridham Sarvabhuta. Sridham Sarvabhuta means friend of all living entities. Sridham. What is the business of Vaishnava? Vaishnava business is to become compassionate with the persons who are suffering materially. This is Vaishnava. Therefore, Vaishnava's description is Mancha-kalpa-tar-bhastra-kripa-sindhi-bhayo-potita-nam-pavane-bho. Potita means fallen. So all living entities being fallen in this material condition, they are all suffering. The Vaishnava sympathy is there. If actually there is any sympathizer for the fallen conditioned soul, he is a Vaishnava. He knows how, why they are suffering. Therefore he wants to give him the information. My dear friend, you are suffering simply for forgetting your real lover, Krishna. Therefore you are suffering. This is the message, Vaishnava's message. For this message, Krishna comes himself as the supreme law. He also says, sarva-dharmān parityajyamānekam sarva. Your loving propensity has been distributed in so many things. But you are not happy. Because if you don't love Krishna, whatever you do in the name of so-called love, you'll commit sinful life. Disobedience. For example, if you are disobedient to the state laws, that means your all activities are sinful. You may call on it, this is very nice, but that is not. Nature, because you are a servant of Krishna, jivena sarupa nitya Krishna das, your eternal position is to serve Krishna. So, without this knowledge, whatever service you are going to render to somebody else, and that is it. It's the same example. If you don't obey the state law and you become a philanthropist, we have seen in India, in India when there was independence, not only in India, in every country, there was independence movement. Many persons were hanged, condemned to death. But he was a great lover of the country. But on account of his intense feeling for loving his country, he was hanged. Because the law, he disobeyed the government law. Just try to understand. Similarly, if we disobey the supreme government law, that is called dharma. Dharma means the supreme government law. Dharma to sakshat bhagavat prati. Dharma means, and what is that dharma? Like Krishna says, it is a very simple thing. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ eva. Real religion is to surrender to Krishna as God. That is real religion. Without that point, all religions, they are cheating. Dharma prajita koitava astra, Srimad Bhagavad begins. Cheating religion. If there is no love of God, that is not simply some ritualistic formula. That is not religion. Just like Hindus go as a ritualistic form to temple, or the Muslims go to the mosque, or the Christians go to the church. But they have no love for God, simply official. Because they have to stamp themselves with some religious mark. I belong to Hindu religion, I belong to Christian religion. That is only for fighting. That's all. Because there is no love. If you are religious, that means you must be God conscious. So if you are God conscious, if I am God conscious, what is the cause of fighting? So that point they are missing. Therefore such kind of religion is cheating religion. Because there is no love. The first thing is that we have to learn how to love. Sabai pumsan paro dharma, that is first class religion. Religious system to follow. Jato bhakti radho kari. If you know how to love, radho kari. Then when there is question of love, then the next question will be, whom shall I love? Therefore, Krishna's another name is adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means beyond your sense perception. Here we love something which is within the category, within the jurisdiction of my sense perception. I love a girl or a boy or somebody, my country, my society, my dog, everything. That is within the jurisdiction of your sense perception. But God is beyond your sense perception. And he still you have to love. And that is religion. God is beyond sense perception. But if you love, although it is he is beyond your sense perception, then you will realize God. Sevan mukhi hi jivadu samuspa. It's like we are worshipping a Radha Krishna. Those who are not lover of Krishna, they will think that these foolish person, they have brought a doll made of marble and they are simply wasting their time. You see? Because he has no love. He has no love. Therefore, he cannot appreciate this worship of Krishna for want of love. And one who is lover of Krishna, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he entered the temple of Gaura, here is my Lord, he immediately went. So, what is the difference between the... That is the difference. A lover of God, he can see everywhere God is present. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vido Chanina. Santa sadaiva ridayesu vidopaya. If you are actually lover of God, then you will see God in every step, every step. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, when was being attacked by his father, he was looking over the pillar, and the father thought that his God might be there in the pillar. So he immediately said, is your God in this pillar? Yes, my father. Immediately broke. To keep the words of his devotee, God came up. So, appearance and disappearance of God is for the devotee. Paritrana sadhunam vinashati duskita. God comes for two business. To give protection to the devotee and to kill the demons. So for killing the demons, he does not require to come. He has got immense power. Simply by his indication, any person can be killed. There is sufficient power, Durga Devi. But he comes for his devotee. Because his devotee is very much anxious. He is always seeking protection of the Supreme. So because the devotee will be satisfied by seeing him, therefore he comes. That is it. Because his devotee is always feeling separation, just to give him relief, incarnation of God comes. Pralaya paradijali dhita-vāda-sivedam. The final incarnation comes just to give relief to the devotee. otherwise he has no business. In India, there is a class of Hindu. They call so, but actually they are known as Arya Samaj. Arya Samaj. The Arya Samaj's opinion is, why God should come? He's so great, why he should come here? The incarnation they do not believe. The Muslims also, they do not believe incarnation. They also place the same plea, the why God should come, why he should appear like a human being. But they do not know, neither they can answer this question, why God should not come. They say that God cannot come. But if I put the question, why God cannot come? What is the answer? If God is all powerful, why you are curtailing this power that he cannot come? What kind of God is? God is under your law or you are under God's law? So this is the difference between lover of God and the demons. The demons cannot think. They think that maybe there is some God. He must be formless. Because he has got the experience of this form, limited. So therefore Mayavadi philosopher says that when God comes, the impersonal, he takes the form of Maya. That is called Mayavadi. They actually do not believe in God, impersonalism, sunnavad, nirvishesha sunnavad. Some of them are nirvishesha. Yes, there may be God, but he has no form. Mayavadi, both of them are Mayavadi, sunnavadi. The Buddhists and the Shankarites, they do not believe. But we, Vaishnava, we know how the atheists are cheated. Sarmahaya Suradvisham, Lord Buddha came to cheat the atheist. The atheists do not believe in God. So Lord Buddha said, yes, you are right, there is no God. But you just try to hear me, but he is God. So this is cheating. You don't believe in God, but believe in me. Yes, sir, I shall believe. And we know that he is God. Kesavadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadi sahari. You see, so sometimes cheating is required for the less intelligent class of man. But we are not cheating. We are very simple. Why should we cheat? Krishna says, manvana bhava mad bhakta mad jati mang namaskuru. So, we say, please come here. Here is Krishna. And you simply think of me. What is it immediately? Here is Radha Krishna, and if you daily see, naturally you will have impression within your mind about Radha and Krishna. So at any place, anywhere you can think of Radha and Krishna. Where is the division? Manvana. You chant Hare Krishna. As soon as you chant Krishna, immediately you remember the form of Krishna in the temple, Nam Rup. Then you are hearing about Krishna, you remember about his qualities, his activity, Nam, Guna, Rupa, Lila, Parikara, Vaishnava. In this way, this you can practice. What is the difficulty? This is the beginning of practice. Actually Krishna is there. But because I have no eyes to see Krishna, I am thinking, where is Krishna? It is a stone statue. But he does not know the stone is also Krishna. Stone is also Krishna, water is also Krishna, earth is also Krishna, air is also Krishna. Without Krishna, there is no other existence. That the devotee can see. Therefore, whenever he sees stone in him, he sees Krishna. Here the atheist will say that you are worshipping stone, but they are not worshipping stone, they are worshipping Krishna, because they know that there is nothing else except Krishna. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilojana. That stage we have to arrive. How you can say stone is not Krishna? Krishna says, you have to understand, Krishna, as Krishna said, the Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Pamira Panala Vayu, Kamana Buddhire Vacha, Vindami Prakriti Astadha, their mind. I am speaking, it is being recorded, and we will replay, the same sound will come, and he'll know that here is our spiritual master. But I am not there. This sound is now different from me. Vinna. Vinna means separated. But as soon as the record is played, everyone will know here is Bhaktivedanta Swami. If you know. So that requires education. That Krishna Sevan Mukhi Jivadu Swami Vasudhaya. So our process is very simple. Simply engage your tongue. Leave aside all other senses. The tongue is very strong. And tongue is our bitterest enemy. And tongue can be your most intimate friend. This tongue. Therefore, the Shastra says that sevanmukhihi jivavu, just engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, and he will be released. Very nice. Now, what we do with the tongue? We talk. Talk of Krishna. We sing, chant of Krishna. We eat, taste, I eat Krishna prasad. You'll understand Krishna. Any foolish person, any uneducated or any position of life, you can use your tongue for Krishna's sake. Don't eat anything which is not eaten by Krishna. Your tongue becomes your most intimate friend. And don't talk anything except Krishna. If you follow these two principles, Krishna is within your grip. Thank you very much.